From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin. In a few minutes, racers and eye exams were the order of the day at Dallas's annual back-to-school fair, and the first set of quints ever delivered at Baylor Dallas makes its way home 4.5 months later. First, to the latest on those two Americans infected with Ebola. One of them, Dr. Kent Brantley, spent 5 years in Fort Worth as a resident at John Peter Smith Hospital. He and a colleague will be taken by private jet to an Atlanta hospital inside portable pods designed by the Centers for Disease Control. KERA's Dwali Saikantow checked in with a Texas friend of his today.
Kent Smith is an elder at Southside Church of Christ in Fort Worth. That's where he first met Kent Brantley, a determined 6'2" guy with a gentle spirit and soft voice, a man who already knew years ago that he was going to work in developing countries doing medical missions.
If I had to pick one word to describe him, it would be selfless. He cares about other people more than he cares about himself. On a Saturday, he'd show up. He and his wife coordinated meals that would be taken to people who were sick at home or who had just had babies or things of that nature. So always thinking of other people.
When you heard that he fell sick, were you surprised?
It was like a punch in the gut. We knew he was dealing with Ebola and treating patients with Ebola. So I guess we knew that that danger existed. It was extremely disappointing and sad.
You said that his faith is very important to him.
Well, he actually majored in Bible and religious studies in college, and I think it was in his last year of college that he decided that maybe he should switch to an emphasis on medical missions. So he stayed for an extra year, took his science prerequisites, and went back to med school. But he did it because he wanted to not just be a doctor, but to be a missionary, to show mercy to people through medicine.
Were you following him on Facebook?
I followed him through social media and was always happy to see the videos, that little glimpses of him and his family and their life in Africa.
How are the church members coping with all of this?
We're trying to comfort each other. I think there will be a special collection taken up at our worship service this Sunday to benefit his family and the work of the Samaritan's Purse.
And now he'll be in Emory, possibly next week, so that's a relief.
He's my friend, and I want the best for him. And so if he is able to get some care somewhere that he wasn't able to get in Liberia, that makes me happy.
That was Kent Smith, a friend of Dr. Kent Brantley, talking to KERA's Dwali Saikantow. With the first day of school in Dallas a little more than 3 weeks away, thousands of kids and their parents flocked to city's annual back-to-school fair today. KERA's Bill Zeebel caught up with some in Fair Park, lured by free backpacks filled with supplies, health checks, and a good time.
It's barely an hour since the doors opened, and LaTamara Dean's already done. Here before sunrise, the seasoned school fair mom's lugging a box full of goodies for her 6 children.
Oh, wow, it's so amazing. They got these amazing books, notebooks, pencils, erasers, just a lot of knickknacks that just help.
I got here at 5:00 in the morning. And last year I came at 8:00, and I promise you I was way in the back and it took about 3 hours.
Free supplies make a difference, says Dean, especially if you miss the Walmart sale. She says everything will get used in a house full of students. She's in nursing school at El Centro. Today, her husband's at home with the kids, ages 4 to 13.
I would have brought them because they do haircuts and everything, but their uncle cut their hair last week. So it really takes a family.
The Becetta family would agree, even if it's not as large.
It helps us economically, and the kids enjoy coming here. And, well, we have fun.
Areli Becetta may sound like a mom, but she's the 15-year-old daughter here with her mother who doesn't speak English. So when she says the kids enjoy coming here, she's talking about herself and her little sister, Jennifer.
This is our 3rd year, but last year we didn't come because we had forgotten about the come back to school fair. She's a single mom, so I guess it was hard for her.
Markesha Jenkins knows about moms with hard jobs. She says that describes her sister with her large family.
I just need help with all these children. And my babies, all of them, all 7.
Markesha's sister, Shankadria, counts down all her kids.
I have an 8-year-old, 2 7-year-olds, a 6-year-old, a 4-year-old, no, 2 4-year-olds, and a 1-year-old.
Shankadria Jenkins, her sister, and kids are in a long line for vision tests. The mom, who's also enrolled in computer technology classes, is grateful for the school fair.
It's a pretty big deal. It helps when you need help.
Billy Rice is here because he needs help. The father of six says times have been tough financially, but he's not sure the school fair is a good fit for him. Neither is his 14-year-old son Elijah, his blue braces shining when he smiles.
So I figured we'd try it. I waited in line to get the ahead of time, and I don't think it's worth it. I just think for what you get, I could have found other ways to pay for it.
I don't like it. I woke up at 7. I'm not happy.
Under cool, cloudy skies, though, the 35,000 who showed up this year were probably happy enough, if only because of the most tolerable weather the back-to-school fair has seen in years. Unlike past fairs, there were no heat-related incidents. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.
Tarrant County's back-to-school roundup is next Wednesday from 8 to 2 at the Will Rogers Memorial Center. It's only open to families who pre-registered. 5 years from now, the Seals family will be getting their quintuplets ready for their first day of kindergarten. That's going to take a lot of Elmer's glue. After spending more than 4 months at Baylor Medical Center in Dallas, all 5 babies headed home today. The Seals live in Maud, a town near Texarkana. As Courtney Collins explains, when the last quint was cleared to leave the hospital, it was a bittersweet day for the Baylor staff.
Their journey started on March 18th, the first set of quintuplets ever born at Baylor.
Girl.
4 girls and 1 boy, to be exact. Mia, Tessa, Gracie, Rayleigh, and Brant. Neonatal intensive care nurse Sarah Foster was there from the start, and she says it's tough to imagine the NICU without them.
I would go to work every day knowing I was going to spend time with those 5 sweet babies, spend time with Michelle, time with Steven. I only took care of them when I was there, and so going to work and them not to be there, it's hard. You know, that's been my life since March 18th.
Foster says there were a lot of tears the day Rayleigh was given the green light to go home. She was the last of the 5 to leave the ICU.
The families find it very special in the care that they receive there, but I don't think a lot of them realize how much they do for us, too.
Which is why Foster has already planned a road trip to Maud sometime in the next few months for a little QT with the quints. Courtney Collins for KERA News.
To go home, the quintuplets had to pass what's called a car seat test. They had to sit in their car seats for as long as their ride home would take without their heart rate or oxygen dropping. For the Seals kids, the test took 3 hours, and they all passed. For the evening, mostly cloudy skies, low around 70. Tomorrow should be mostly sunny with a high near 90, and tomorrow night partly cloudy with a low near 72. It's currently 79 degrees in Dallas, 84 in Fort Worth, 73 in Tyler, and 85 in Wichita Falls. You can like KERA News on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin.